Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Today is tax day. Apparently, H&R Block systems were down for a little while, but they're now back up and running of all the days. Really?
I did mine last night.
Oh, God. And then did you see or hear, I think in one of Dan's newscasts, that Jackson County says they are slowly back up and running since the ransomware hack took them out a couple weeks ago.
They opened up three of the offices again.
God.
I don't know how many their offices there are total, but the recorder of deeds, the assessment, and I can't remember.
It's going to be a great day for the recorder of deeds.
Yeah.
Everyone goes flocking in there to record the last 2 weeks of deeds. A couple stories we are looking to pass on, not necessarily looking to make this a topic, but Sam, you love this story.
Oh my gosh, I love this story so much.
85-year-old Idaho woman who killed intruder will not be charged.
Her name is Christine. She's awesome.
Sweet Christine. Because they say she committed a heroic act of self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
The 85-year-old mother of a disabled son committed a justifiable homicide in Idaho when she shot an armed burglar who had sneaked into her home and threatened to kill her multiple times.
Yeah, so she goes to bed. She wakes up at 2 a.m. to this burglar. I don't know how he woke her up, but she wakes up at 2 a.m. He pulls her out of bed, threatens to kill her multiple times, asks where all of her valuables are. She denies having any valuables. He takes her to her living room and handcuffs her to a wooden chair.
Because she's now in the chair.
In the living room.
He's, by the way, is wearing a military jacket, a black ski mask, and pointed a gun and flashlight at her.
Yeah, so she's now handcuffed to the chair. He is still demanding, I'm going to kill you if you don't, you know, give up your valuables. Where's all the money at? Where's all the jewelry at? Because he's assuming, since she's 85 years old, she's amassed these values over her life.
Right.
Well, over time, this goes on for however long, but over time, she finally formulates this lie, and she's like, okay, there's some safes in the basement. So she sends him down to the basement.
Go down to the basement. My valuables are in the safe.
Yeah. And he's looking around, leaving her upstairs alone in the living room, still handcuffed to the wooden chair.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, the story doesn't get into it, but somehow she takes that chair, goes back into the bedroom, still handcuffed to it.
Like scooting along or
that's
like picking, like whatever,
it.
Like in a movie.
Yeah.
She's trying to get something that she can protect herself with while still 85 years old, while still handcuffed.
Goes back into her bedroom and grabs her .357 Magnum revolver. By the way, I'm not reading this. I've read this story so many times that it's just off my memory. She then scoots her butt back into the living room and sits there like nothing's going on.
Oh, my God.
She hides the revolver inside. You know how some couches have, like, the armrest cushion? There's a little space underneath it.
Yep.
She slides the gun into that space so that he can't find it, and then pretends like nothing's going on. He comes back upstairs after finding her disabled son, who was asleep downstairs.
Oh, God.
And he is very, very upset that she didn't tell him that her disabled son was in the house. He is threatening again, points the gun at her, puts it in her face. Then he goes into another bedroom to look for valuables. That's when she pulls the gun
out of the
couch.
I was going to say, when does she pull the gun? Come on.
Pulls the gun out of the couch and shoots him in the chest multiple times.
Good.
He fires back.
Oh, no.
Striking her, I believe, a half dozen times, if not more. However, her shots were more precise. He dies.
Good.
She sits there for 10 and a half hours.
Oh, God.
Until her disabled son wakes up or something. I don't know how he didn't wake up to the whole thing. I don't know what his disability is. And realizes that she is handcuffed to this chair, calls 911, and gets her help. She survives.
All right, so listen to the prosecutor. Any reasonable person would believe it was necessary to defend themselves or their disabled child under these circumstances. That Christine survived this encounter is truly incredible. Her grit, determination, and will to live appear to be what saved her that night. She was justified in taking any and all means necessary to defend herself and her son. Did you hear about this? We might bring this back up. We might bring this back later as a topic. Maybe tomorrow. You heard that these two bodies were found. They are two women who are missing in Kansas, okay? They were in Oklahoma, and four people who look like they run the world's most gigantic meth ring. I'm not saying they do, but just I need you to have the mental image of what happened here.
Do they have summer teeth?
Yes, are now accused of killing these two women. And one of the reasons, Sam, I might bring this back is it appears that these two women were on their way for a custody drop-off.
Ooh.
Like one of those where you decide out of the safety of everyone involved, we're going to meet like at the Walmart, at, you know, whatever in between here and Oklahoma.
Right.
And then the two women did not show up. Like no one could find them. So police find their car. There's blood in the car. There's obviously been some kind of struggle. Now four people are arrested, booked into jail on Saturday, each for two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of kidnapping, and one count of conspiracy. They are saying that all of this goes back to some sort of custody swap gone horribly wrong. And one of the reasons I want to talk about this is people do this all the time. They swap in parking lots. They swap at police stations. They swap at Walmart. Like if you have a grandchild that you're watching, like, you know, people do this.
Oh, I had a buddy who his parents didn't get along. And so they would park on opposite sides of a Quick Trip. And my buddy would walk through the Quick Trip.
Oh, God.
To the other,
it's
the other side.
It's terrible. And it's making ABC World News Tonight pick this up because now it's looking like they may have known who it was that did this to them because they didn't make it to that pickup location. 913-586-7798.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.